Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alex Gramas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel hits a pop-up towards short. Gramas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall fields the ball and throws to Hobby covering. Safe. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blasingame. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Blasingame steals second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blasingame scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Crow moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marshall moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall moves to third. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields the ball and throws to Jackson covering. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boyer moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Gramas reaches second base with a double. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Dale Long pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cardinals. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Gramas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood pinch runs for Gino Cimoli. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. Flood moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Grammas is walked intentionally. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Grammas moves to second. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Smith now playing right field. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Dark reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Schafernoth now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Don Elston now pitching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blasingame strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to third. Flood moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 11-1, Cardinals. Bill Henry now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 11, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grammas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.